with Martin Bester.
Hey, bro.
It's the Wednesday before the long weekend.
Yeah.
What's happening? So, Liesl was telling me about this woman that nearly died after injecting fruit smoothie into her veins. Is that because you've got health on your mind? Always have health on your mind.
Always have health on my mind. My kop va daarom bietjie reg. Like, why?
You know, people try strange things, eh? People have strange routines and concoctions that they do because they believe that it's healthy for them. It's going to make them live longer, look better, feel better. By the way, please share them if you got any. What's the latest, okay?
Yeah, the thing we should be drinking and putting on our faces and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unconventional health treatments. This morning is the morning. We want to know. We want to know. So this woman decided that she's going to make this fruit smoothie. She's 51 years old from China. Her name is Liu. And she injected herself. She put herself on a drip. And the concoction had something like 20 different kinds of fruit in it. So she chucked this mixture into an intravenous drip and thought to herself, this is a good idea.
Because what is she thinking? The vitamins are going straight into her bloodstream.
Yeah, if you can take it via mouth, surely it's going to work better and quicker if you put it in the drip. And of course, she ended up at hospital and the doctors were like, hey, lady, you could die. This is not good for you. I love the way that someone actually decided, because now someone in the world has to explain to her that it's a bad idea. I always think to myself, when you have to explain these things to adults, that it's a bad idea, I'm not 100% sure that the universe wanted you around. I'm not sure about that. But then someone explained, you know, she said, I had thought fresh fruits were very nutritious and it would not do me harm. And then they said, no, it would. Every organ in your body could fail and you could die. My pa gaan altijd aan oor die bossie tee of iets wat hy trek of drink. But my pa is baie gesonde man. Maybe there's truth in it.
I've never... Boehoe.
Kan wees.
Ja, dat is boehoe. Dat is een redelijke berg remedy.
Ek vertel my altijd af. Het is nie, jy moet nou begin van die tee. I don't know.
I think maybe
you should... smoking it or you drink it? No, he drinks it.
The question is, which would you rather do? Smoke it or drink it?
I don't know. If it works, you know...
Either way.
We're always keen to try, right? We're always keen to try something new. So that's what we're asking this morning. If you have any interesting, unconventional health treatments that we should know about.
Sister Laurie started drinking activated charcoal.
What's with that?
Long before it was like a thing and in the shops. Like, I was like 5 years old and I remember thinking, why are you drinking sand? Like, with the tar? What's happening? And she's also never been in hospital.
That's amazing,
never been sick in her life. Ever.
Actually, that was an option on the pizza base the other night. Remember that pizza place I told you about? They had activated charcoal pizza base.
No, we really need to go to this place. I wanna experience.
Okay, so this poor Chinese lady, I mean, she injected herself, put herself on a smoothie drip. But let's be honest, if it worked, as it gewerkt, you know, and there's age reversal, you'd be seeing people paying thousands of rands
to put a smoothie in their arm.
For smoothie drips. Let's not even joke around about this. You know that's true. But if you've got an unconventional health treatment that we should know about, 084-850-0942.
Mora Martin en Span. Ek weet van 'n ou wat een keer 'n week 'n eetlepel Vaseline eet om sy insides te lubricate.
Dude. What's happening there? I've heard how Vaseline... Okay, never mind. But that's the weird.
Dit word van petroleum gemaal.
Yeah.
I like doing the whole homemade DIY cosmetic thing, and I came across this Indian beauty blogger that said you should use blended onions for hair growth. I did this, washed my hair thinking everything was great, went to a business meeting the next day with my boss, looked in the bathroom mirror and realized that the skin between the layers of onion, even though you wash your hair and you blended the onion, once they dry, they look like dandruff. I look like I had a skin condition during a very important business meeting.
Can you imagine the smell though? Oh no. That is the weirdest one so far.
Hi, it's Alex here. Yeah. A few years ago, I worked with a lady. She was always quite self-conscious about her weight until she found a miracle diet whereby it said that Jennifer Aniston only lived on baby purity. So what did she decide to do? For breakfast, dinner, and lunch, that's all she ate for probably about 2 weeks. Until the one day at work she collapsed, because guess what? Mm-hmm. Baby purity doesn't give enough nutrition to an adult body.
My spoeg raak din. Mense, when I think of purity, when last have you tasted
the fruit one
that?
Is okay, but the food one, guys. Mashed potato, pasta, and hoender gemix.
For what?
Mashed potato, pasta, chicken, all together made into a purity.
Made into a paste that they give to babies. The onion one, though, hey? The Vaseline, eating Vaseline. 084-850-0942. Does it work? Asking for a friend.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Let's go.
Rock to the rhythm, you don't stop.
Your favorite breakfast show.
That immediately puts me into such a good space.
Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.